Cozumel, unmissable experiences in the heart of the Mexican Caribbean. Discover Cozumel. Explore the coral reefs. Visit El Cielo. Kick back on Palancar Beach. Discover Punta Sur Eco Beach Park. Explore the San Gervasio Archaeological Site. Explore San Miguel de Cozumel. Enjoy the Malecón Seafront Promenade at sunset. Visit Chencanab Park. Check out the local cuisine. Explore the east coast of the island. Just off the coast of the Riviera Maya, surrounded by turquoise waters and picture postcard scenery, Cozumel is one of those destinations that encapsulates the essence of the Mexican Caribbean: nature, history, adventure, and tranquility, all in one place. The island, one of the largest in Mexico, stands out for its impressive natural wealth, its biodiversity, and, above all, for being part of the Mesoamerican Barrier Reef System, the second largest reef system in the world. In fact, the Isla Cozumel Biosphere Reserve forms part of this ecosystem and is home to a wide variety of marine species, mangroves, jungle, and coastal areas of great ecological value. In addition to being a paradise for snorkeling and diving fans, Cozumel also invites visitors to discover Mayan ruins, tranquil beaches, nature reserves, local cuisine, and a host of other charming local attractions. In this article, we highlight some of the unforgettable experiences you simply mustn't miss on your next visit to this pearl of the Mexican Caribbean. Cozumel, experiences you won't want to miss. One of the great things about Cozumel is that it's easy to get to from the Riviera Maya. Passenger ferries departs from Playa del Carmen and the journey usually takes around 45 minutes, making it a perfect day trip for those who want to add an island experience to their holiday. If you're staying at one of our Princess hotels in the Riviera Maya, you can complement your days of relaxation, beach, and fine dining with a getaway to Cozumel, the perfect way to discover one of the most iconic destinations in the Mexican Caribbean. 1. Explore the coral reefs. To speak of Cozumel is to speak of the sea, and the island's coral reefs are one of the treasures that have made it an internationally renowned destination for snorkeling and diving. The Cozumel Reefs National Park protects part of this marine ecosystem and is home to coral formations, tropical fish, turtles, and a wide variety of marine life. Among the more popular attractions, reefs such as Palancar, Columbia, and Paraiso are often mentioned, as they are perfect for those looking for a colorful underwater experience with plenty of activity. Even if you're not a certified diver, many tours offer snorkeling options in shallow waters, allowing you to enjoy the beauty of the reef in a way that is as accessible as it is memorable. 2. Visit El Cielo. El Cielo is one of the most famous spots in Cozumel, and its name is no coincidence. The area boasts crystal-clear waters with shades of light blue and is known for the presence of starfish, which can be observed in their natural habitat as part of authorized tours. It's important to remember that starfish must not be touched or removed from the water, as they are very sensitive creatures. The best way to enjoy this site is to admire it from a perspective of respect, and always following the instructions of authorized guides and operators. El Cielo is usually visited as part of a boat tour, which is often combined with stops for snorkeling at other nearby reefs, making it one of the most comprehensive experiences for those wishing to discover one of the most idyllic spots on the island. 3. Kick back on Palancar Beach. If you're looking for a beach where you can relax, enjoy the sea, and spend the day at a leisurely pace, Palancar Beach is an excellent choice. Its laid-back atmosphere, calm waters, and proximity to several reefs make it one of the favorite spots for visitors to Cozumel. Here you can sunbathe, swim, enjoy the local cuisine, or enjoy a water sport. The ideal option for those wishing to experience the island at a more leisurely pace, and with the Caribbean taking center stage. 4. Discover Punta Sur Eco Beach Park. Punta Sur is one of Cozumel's most comprehensive natural areas. This ecological park, located at the southern tip of the island, combines beaches, lagoons, mangroves, observation points, local wildlife, and unique landscapes. One of its main attractions is the Celerain Lighthouse, from where you can enjoy a panoramic view of the coastline and the endless colors of the Caribbean. The area is also home to birds, crocodiles and their natural habitat, and diverse ecosystems that showcase the island's environmental richness. This is the perfect plan for those wishing to combine nature, photography, and tranquility with a bit of exploration. 5. Explore the San Gervasio Archaeological Site. Cozumel also boasts a deep connection with Mayan culture. San Gervasio is the island's most significant archaeological site, and one of the key places when it comes to understanding its past. This site was linked to the worship of Ixchel, a Mayan goddess associated with the moon, fertility, and love. For centuries, Cozumel was an important pilgrimage site for the Mayan people, especially the women, who came to worship this deity. A visit to San Gervasio allows visitors to discover another, more historical, spiritual, and cultural side of the island, the perfect complement to the beach and reef landscapes. 6. Explore San Miguel de Cozumel. San Miguel is both the urban center of the island and the arrival point for many visitors. Here you'll find shops, restaurants, cafes, bars, galleries, and the promenade, the perfect place for a seaside stroll. This is a great place to pick up local handicrafts, sample local food, take photos, or simply soak up the Caribbean ambience. It's also the ideal place to make a pit stop before or after an excursion, especially if you're arriving by ferry from Playa del Carmen. 7. Enjoy the Malecón Seafront Promenade at sunset. One of the simplest, most enjoyable things to do in Cozumel is to stroll along the promenade at dusk. When the pace of the island changes, the light grows warmer, and the sea becomes the perfect backdrop for enjoying a moment of blissful tranquility. You can relax by the sea, have a drink at one of the nearby bars, or simply let yourself be swept away by the relaxed ambience of San Miguel. This may seem like a very simple pleasure, but it's a very special one. 8. Visit Chanquinab Park. Chanquinab is another of Cozumel's best-known attractions. This park offers activities for all types of traveler: snorkeling, beach areas, gardens, cultural experiences, restaurants, and places to spend the day. Its name means Little Sea in Mayan, in reference to the natural lagoon that forms part of the park. This is an attractive option for families, couples, or groups looking for comfort, facilities, and activities all in one place. 9. Check out the local cuisine. Cozumel is also best enjoyed through the taste buds. During your visit, you should sample fresh fish and seafood, ceviches, fish tacos, Yucatecan cuisine, and Caribbean dishes made with local ingredients. San Miguel has everything from casual eateries to more upmarket options, and it's best to leave room to sample the region's flavors and discover those little spots that help lend a particular culinary identity to every trip. 10. Explore the east coast of the island. The east coast of Cozumel offers a completely different landscape to the more tourist-oriented western side. The sea here is usually more open, with stronger waves and a more rugged, natural feel. Although not all its beaches are suitable for swimming, exploring this part of the island is a wonderful visual experience, and there are many viewpoints, rustic beach clubs, and spots that are perfect for stopping and taking photographs. This is the ideal part of the island for those who enjoy unspoilt landscapes and the feeling of being face to face with the Caribbean in its most unspoilt state. Cozumel is much more than just an island with crystal clear waters. It's a destination where nature, Mayan culture, adventure, and tranquility come together in perfect harmony. The coral reefs invite you to explore an underwater world teeming with life, while the beaches offer moments of relaxation. The archaeological sites connect you with history, and the landscapes remind you why the Mexican Caribbean remains one of the world's truly special destinations. Book your stay at Princess Hotels Riviera Maya and be inspired by everything the Mexican Caribbean has in store for you: unforgettable beaches, hotels to suit every style of traveler, and nearby destinations as fascinating as Cozumel. FAQs about Cozumel and its must-do experiences. 1. What can I do on Cozumel if I only have one day to spend? If you only have a day, the best option is to take the ferry from Playa del Carmen and focus on one or two key experiences, such as snorkeling on nearby reefs or visiting the center of San Miguel de Cozumel. You could also combine this with a short trip to places like El Cielo or a quiet beach such as Palancar. 2. What are the best spots for snorkeling or diving on Cozumel? Cozumel is famous for its reefs within the Mesoamerican Barrier Reef System. Some of the most highly recommended sites are Palancar, Colombia, and Paraiso, where you can see corals, tropical fish, and turtles. Even if you don't have a diving certificate, snorkeling trips are available for beginners. 3. What exactly is El Cielo on Cozumel, and why is it so famous? El Cielo is an area of shallow, crystal-clear waters where you can observe starfish in their natural habitat. This one of Cozumel's most iconic spots and is usually visited by boat with authorized guides. It's also important not to touch or remove the starfish from the water in order to protect the ecosystem. 4. Is Punta Sur Eco Beach Park in Cozumel worth a visit? Yes, this is one of the most diverse natural areas on the island, as it combines beaches, lagoons, mangroves, and observation points, as well as the Celerain Lighthouse. It's the perfect choice if you're looking for nature, local wildlife, and panoramic views, all in one place. 5. How significant is the San Gervasio Archaeological Site? The San Gervasio Archaeological Site is the island's principal Mayan ruin. It was a pilgrimage center dedicated to the goddess Ixchel, who is associated with fertility and the moon. A visit here offers an insight into the cultural and historical significance of Cozumel that extends beyond its beaches. 6. What's the atmosphere like in San Miguel de Cozumel for a stroll or for dining out? San Miguel is the island's main town and, as such, is home to restaurants, shops, cafes, and the seafront promenade. This is a lovely place for a stroll, for buying handicrafts, for sampling local food, and for simply enjoying the laid-back Caribbean ambience. 7. What is there to do on the Cozumel seafront at sunset? Cozumel's seafront promenade is perfect for a stroll at the end of the day, when the heat has subsided and the sea has calmed. You can stroll along the seafront, sit and take in the sunset, or have a drink at one of the nearby bars whilst soaking up the essence of the Caribbean. 8. What sort of activities does Chankanab Park offer? Chankanab Park is an all-in-one destination that combines beach, snorkeling, gardens, and cultural attractions. It's the perfect place to spend a whole day enjoying a variety of activities, especially if you're traveling with your family or a group. 9. What local specialties should I try in Cozumel? The local cuisine is renowned for its fresh fish and seafood, ceviches, fish tacos, and Yucatecan cuisine. In San Miguel de Cozumel, you'll find everything from simple eateries to more upmarket restaurants, all of which are ideal for sampling authentic Caribbean flavors. 10. Is it worth exploring the east coast of Cozumel, even if it's not to swim? Yes, the east coast is one of the wildest, least touristy parts of the island. Although the sea is often rougher and not always suitable for swimming, it's perfect for taking in the scenery, visiting observation points, and capturing photos of the Caribbean in its most natural state.